Dreams of a Final Theory by Steven Weinberg continued.
Disc 2.
It is misleading to say that the universe is expanding because solar systems and galaxies are not expanding and space itself is not expanding. The galaxies are rushing apart in the way that any cloud of particles will rush apart once they are set in motion away from each other. New matter is continually being created to fill up the expanding intergalactic voids, at a rate that just manages to keep the universe looking always the same. We do not have a believable theory of how this continual creation of matter might take place, but it is plausible that if we did have such a theory, we might be able to use it to show that the expansion of the universe tends to an equilibrium rate at which creation just balances expansion, like the way that prices are supposed to adjust themselves until supply equals demand. In such a steady state theory, there are no initial conditions, because there is no beginning, and instead we can deduce the appearance of the universe from the condition that it does not change. The original version of the steady state cosmology has been pretty well ruled out by various astronomical observations, chief among them the discovery in 1964 of microwave radiation that seems to be left over from the time when the universe was much hotter and denser. It is possible that the steady state idea may be revived on a grander scale in some future cosmological theory, in which the present expansion of the universe appears as merely a fluctuation in an eternal but constantly fluctuating universe that on average is always the same. There are also more subtle ways that the initial condition might perhaps someday be deduced from the final laws. James Hartle and Stephen Hawking have proposed one way that this fusion of physics and history might be found in the application of quantum mechanics to the whole universe. Quantum cosmology is right now a matter of active controversy among theorists. The conceptual and mathematical problems are very difficult, and we do not seem to be moving toward any definite conclusions. In any case, even if the initial conditions of the universe can ultimately be incorporated in or deduced from the laws of nature, as a practical matter we will never be able to eliminate the accidental and historical elements of sciences like biology and astronomy and geology. Stephen Gould has used the weird fossils of the Burgess Shale in British Columbia to illustrate how little inevitability there is in the pattern of biological evolution on Earth. Even a very simple system can exhibit a phenomenon known as chaos that defeats our efforts to predict the system's future. A chaotic system is one in which nearly identical initial conditions can lead after a while to entirely different outcomes. The possibility of chaos in simple systems has actually been known since the beginning of the century. The mathematician and physicist Henri Poincaré showed then that chaos can develop even in a system as simple as a solar system with only two planets.